listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about evidence of God's power among God's people. And I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 2, verse 43, where we read this. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Many of us wonder what it would be like to experience some of the great events of history. We think of momentous battles and breakthroughs and inventions and triumphs and tragedies. We imagine what it would be like to see it all firsthand. The life of the earliest church is one of those times that I wish I could go back and experience it in real life. There is a rush of excitement in just reading what happened in Acts chapter 2 and following. It would be amazing to experience that in daily life, even if it was just for an extended season. Here in Acts chapter 2, verse 43, we have mention of two significant features of this exciting time of the early church. First, we read that fear came upon every soul. I like the New Living Translation of this phrase. It says this, a deep sense of awe came over them all. This in itself was evidence of the power of God. These people who once rejected Jesus had completely changed their mind about him. Now they embraced Jesus as Messiah, Savior, and Lord. Therefore, they honored Jesus and his followers. One of the greatest, most powerful works God can do is to change the human heart towards a reverent honor of God. This fear that came upon every soul, that's fear in the sense of awe, means that it was not a light, superficial work. Now, there was a joy, but it wasn't all laughing and silliness. People understood that an awesome God was doing a mighty work. Now, we also read that many signs and wonders were done through the apostles. When Jesus ascended to heaven, he wasn't finished doing miraculous things on the earth. I believe that even today, God isn't finished doing miraculous things. Now, we don't have any indication that this meant that even the apostles could perform a miracle anytime they pleased to, as if the power of the miracle rested in them. No. Instead, we see that God appointed that such miracles should happen and that the apostles were the willing servants to do such miracles. These two things, the changed lives, that's where it says fear came upon every soul, and the miraculous works, that's where we read about many signs and wonders. Those were evidence of the power of God. Friends, where God is at work, lives will be touched in miraculous ways. We can never tell God what miracles to perform and how to do them, but we will see changed lives and we will see examples of God's power. As I look at the Christian world today, I see many people excited about signs and wonders and such obviously amazing things. And I understand why. When it comes to genuine miracles that truly give glory to God, hey, I want to see more of them and not less. I simply wish that more Christians wanted to see fear come upon every soul. So friends, let's believe God for great things and let him take care of the miracle department. Yet each of us can humbly come before him in awe and reverent fear. So let's do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.